Alright folks, welcome back to Calm and Confident, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you level up your life. I'm Dylan Brooks, and trust me, I get it. We all have those days where the to-do list feels like Mount Everest, and the couch is calling our name with silent song whispers. But today, we're tackling that beast head on procrastination. You know that feeling when you've got a deadline looming, but suddenly your laundry seems infinitely more important. You're not alone. Procrastination is a universal struggle, and it can seriously derail our goals and leave us feeling stressed and defeated. But here's the good news. We're going to equip ourselves with some killer strategies, straight from the Stoic playbook, to conquer this procrastination monster once and for all. Imagine this. Crushing your tasks of confidence, feeling a sense of accomplishment that comes from taking control of your time, and finally ticking those items off your list like a boss. That's the power we're talking about here. So, buckle up, because I'm about to drop 5 Stoic approved strategies to help you break free from procrastination shackles. First up, clarify your why. Ever heard the saying, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there? Well, that applies here too. When we're clear about our goals and the reasons behind them, it fuels our motivation and makes those tasks feel less like burdens and more like stepping stones to something meaningful. Next, break down big projects into smaller, manageable chunks. You know how overwhelming a huge project can be? It's like staring at the massive puzzle box with no idea where to start. But by breaking it down into bite-sized pieces, you create a sense of progress and make the whole thing feel less daunting. Third, embrace the power of just starting. We often get stuck in analysis paralysis, overthinking things instead of actually taking action. The Stoics believed in beginner's mind, approaching tasks with fresh eyes and not letting fear hold us back. Sometimes, all it takes is that first step to break the inertia. Fourth, eliminate distractions. This one's crucial. Think about your environment, your phone buzzing, social media notifications popping up, emails vying for your attention. These distractions are productivity assassins. Turn off those notifications, put your phone on do not disturb mode, and create a focus workspace where you can truly immerse yourself in the task at hand. Finally, practice self-compassion. Remember, we're all human, and procrastination happens to the best of us. Don't beat yourself up when it occurs. Instead, acknowledge it, learn from it, and get back on track with renewed determination. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Monday morning, and you've got that big presentation looming over you. You know it's important, but the thought of putting all those slides together feels overwhelming. The temptation to scroll through social media or start another load of laundry is strong. But then, you remember our Stoic strategies. You take a deep breath, clarify why you want to rock that presentation and show off your knowledge. You break down the task into smaller chunks. Create an outline, gather research, design slides. You put your phone on do not disturb mode, turn on some focus music, and get started. You might not finish everything in one go, but you've made significant progress. By applying those Stoic principles, you've transformed a daunting task into manageable steps. So, here's the bottom line. Procrastination is a battle we can win. By embracing these 5 Stoic strategies, clarifying your why, breaking down tasks, starting immediately, eliminating distractions, and practicing self-compassion, you can reclaim your time, boost your productivity, and achieve those goals that matter most. Remember, every day is a fresh start. So go out there, conquer procrastination, and make today a victory. I want to hear from you. How do you plan to put these strategies into action? Share your thoughts in the comments below or hit me up on social media. And remember, keep it calm, keep it confident, and keep crushing it. I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.